BBC Radio
6 Music.
Peter Hook's Finest Hour
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Hi, this is Peter Hook from Joy Division and New Order. I suppose we had a little bit of New Order first there with Blue Monday. And the reason I played that is because it's 30 years this year since we recorded Blue Monday. And it's amazing how highly regarded it is still by most DJs. And when we came to celebrate the anniversary at the Hacienda, on the Hacienda website, we were inundated, really. People like Digweed, Sasha, Todd Terry, that mix was by, who wanted to help celebrate, and we duly did, and I'm very proud of that mix, actually. I think Todd did a great go on that one. I'm standing in for Guy Garvey today. This is BBC Six Music, and Guy is in Real World, I believe, recording, and it's nice to see that some other Manchester musician has now taken the role of giving all their money to Peter Gabriel, because I did it for so many years, and was happy to, I might add. It really is a wonderful, wonderful studio, and it's like a fairyland down there. You can really be yourself, as we used to say. But anyway, I digress. The mix of Love Will Tear Us Apart that followed was by a wonderful guy called Nick Hussey, who's a DJ that I met in Ibiza. And Nick did it here in Salford, actually, just down the road from where I am now, here at Media City. And a great mix again, and it's one of the wonderful things about DJing and being able to go around the world as I do playing music is that I get given so many wonderful mixes, in my opinion, I might add, and it's nice to be able to play them here. So thank you for that, Guy, and say hello to Peter for me. My next song is more modern. This is called Elevate This Sound, and this is one that I play for, shall we say, the younger people in our audience. Peter Hook again, standing in for Guy Garvey, and that was Elevate This Sound. That's a song that I associate very strongly with Sankey's, actually, and I was very lucky to DJ there on the last night and wave Dave Vincent off to his new abode, and I can't say I blame him. Having your summers in Ibiza and your winters in New York sounds ideal to me, I must admit. But it was very sad. It's very sad to see the old places go, you know, the ones that I associate from my youth. And I remember how sad I was when the Hacienda went, oh, sort of sad and relieved in equal measures. I was just sad when Sankey's went. So anyway, one goodbye and good luck, David. And the next track here, this is another modern song, which is nice, because one of the good things about DJing, as far as I'm concerned, is that you have such a rich heritage that you can play from when I began with music in 1977 right up to the modern day. And it's nice to mix both sounds, new and old, and although I do get in trouble for it on Hacienda nights, which always amazes me. But anyway, this is another new one, so I'm about to be in trouble again somewhere. This is Give You the Light by Lou and Skibby. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
Riley, it's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savages here. Are you there?
Well, that's what you gotta do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Hi, this is Peter Hook again, sitting in for Guy Garvey on BBC Six Music. There was a few Hacienda tunes there, and I make no apologies for that. A very important part of my life, very important part of music and culture, I think, in the 80s. Just on a few Hacienda nights of note, we did a festival in Japan, which was great. Wonderful to see so many people wearing Hacienda t-shirts again, it really is. And then I've done a few nights with the Mundies. I did a wonderful Hacienda night with Bez and Rowetta in Brighton, and my God, I must say, it was just like the old days. I was lucky to get out of there alive. And then next week we did one in Scarborough, which was much more civilised, actually. It was interesting because I've never been to Scarborough before. And I always had this image that it was very dowdy and probably typically northern English seaside resort. And when I got there, it was absolutely beautiful and amazingly reminded me of Mallorca. So I'm looking forward to the next Hacienda night there in Scarborough. So hang on in there, kids. The next track is another Hacienda big tune for me, this Born Slippy. Lager Lager. It's amazing. I did think for years it was actually called Lager Lager. And we were just having a discussion about titles, how when I blow my CDs, as we call them, call it in the trade, I don't write the artist on. I just write the name of the track. So if anyone wants to know the name of the artist of the tracks we're playing, we're going to put it up on the website and I will do a little bit of work on my computer and make sure that that's done for you. And now, moving on, I suppose, I'm going to play one of my favourite New Order tracks. And I promise not to dwell on anything untoward, but no, this is a celebration of it. And this is a wonderful track we recorded with Steve Osborne, and it's called Crystal.
Days.
It's funny how active we've both been, strangely enough, in Cheshire. I did the Joy Division gig at Christchurch in Macclesfield as part of the Barnaby Festival. And then the rest of them played at Jodrell Bank. So it was a good month for Cheshire there. Amazingly, it was the first time Joy Division's music has ever been paid in Macclesfield. And I don't know how we missed that out, because as New Order we did, but as Joy Division we didn't. Anyway, moving on swiftly, as everybody's waving me. No moaning, Ookie, they keep saying. Ting Ting's next, and I was introduced to these by Clint Boone. And I thought they were a fantastic group. When I saw them live, they played at the Apollo on a charity night. I thought they were absolutely wonderful and a great testament, again, to Salford's reputation for great music. So here's the Ting Ting's Shut Up. Kids, and I think they may have fallen victim to that difficult second album, which is always a problem. That luckily we managed to get over it. And the next band from my hometown of Little Halton, Happy Mondays, and I must admit it's absolutely fantastic to see the boys back together again with Rowetta. And I'd like to thank Rowetta for being the inspiration for me finally getting it together to sing. And it's wonderful to see them. It really is. They're having a great time, and sitting there in the watching the sunset at Mallorca Rocks, as I was last year with the Mondays on behind me with the original lineup, was truly a golden moment. So here they are, 24-hour party people, and they still are.
Watch it. C6 Steve. I left home at 13. I've been traveling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday, and I've been traveling ever since.
I slept rough as I was traveling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
To remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Grace Jones, wonderful woman. I remember feeling so flattered when she did a cover version of She's Lost Control, really early on, actually, in our career. I think it was one of the first times we ever got paid, which was another fantastic moment. I still love watching her. I saw her at the Apollo recently, and I love the way she still shocks and messes with your head. She actually invited the audience up on stage to dance, and I thought it was a really nice moment, you know, to break down that barrier between the audience and the artist that sometimes does puzzle me. And I actually took the inspiration for it when me and Howard Marks went out doing the Unknown Pleasures tour, and it was quite strange because you invite people up, and I suppose it's like if they invite you down, you don't know what to do when you get there. But it's a nice moment, and I think it's one of those things that's always worth doing, just to see how far you can push the envelope, as we call it. So no, Grace Jones there, very happy to see that. The next one's going to be Hot Chip with One Life Stand. The boys are playing Latitude next weekend on the main stage, Lucky Devils. And they earlier today recorded a programme for us from Six Music to Latitude with Hot Chip. So you can hear that on BBC iPlayer. Here it is, One Life Stand.
Peter Hooks.
finest hour.
On BBC Radio 6 Music. Radio 6 Music.
tune. Transmission, fantastic, even if I say so myself. First, Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. It's interesting, I remember watching the White Stripes when they supported us at the big day out in Australia. They were playing to 50 people. Then within a year, they were absolutely huge. Fantastic group, amazing noise for a two-piece. It's wonderful. Before I became a DJ, though, I always used to think it was dead easy. DJing. I used to watch them and think, how easy is that? And of course, when you come to do it yourself, you realise how difficult it is and what an art there is to it. And Seven Nation Army is the one record I always use if a night's going badly and I need something to lift it out. I always stick that on. And if it goes badly after that, you know you're doomed. So that is the interesting thing about DJing. Every crowd is difficult when you play in a group. You know, they come to see you and they're more or less going to be happy with mostly whatever you do. But DJing, it's like a challenge every night. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose, but I must admit, it does make it very exciting. Anyway, then Transmission by Joy Division. Unashamedly, I'm playing that because it's one of my favourite songs of all time. We were just saying how it took us about 2 hours to write it. And then comparing it to other tracks like Blue Monday that took months and months, and then Perfect Kiss, which had the record for 9 months it took us to write Perfect Kiss. So it just shows you some things, everything varies, I suppose. It is what makes life interesting. Yeah, Joy Division, so important in my life, and it's amazing how musically important we still are, and, you know, the rash of bands that sound like us. And I always take it as a compliment. We played with White Lies last year as The Light, and they were a very good group. And, you know, one of the other groups that everybody says sound like Joy Division that I really, really do admire is The Editors. I think lyrically, The Editors, the guy's very, very clever. So anyway, this is You Came On Your Own. Now I'm going to go back in time, you know, when the leaves on the calendar fall, to remind us all of our youth. And this is one of my favourite bands. One of the reasons why I became a musician straight after the Sex Pistols was The Clash. This is London Calling, and again, a great edit that a friend of mine did, and I can't remember his name. But it is great. Enjoy it.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Oh, I could bore you with the truth about an uneventful youth. could get that rap from someone else. And I could make an observation if you want the voice of the generation, but I'm too self-absorbed to give it clout. And I don't really care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out. 'Cause when you're young and bored and 24 and don't know you, I know, but there's no hope and it's hard to come on.
Favourite bands. One old favourite, The Clash, who've got the coolest bass player in the world, and he inspired me to have a long strap and look mean and moody. Thank you for that, Paul. And one of my favourite new bands, The Vaccines, and I love their energy, The Vaccines. They just like they just look like they're having a great time, which is what it's all about, and the bass player's not bad. You know, he'd have a tough job standing up to me and Paul, but he's okay. And coming up after The Trail, Beat on the Brat by the Ramones.
Don't tell me because I'm young.
Should be on the
Amazonians too. You've done too much, much too young.
Bring the sea back.
This is Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Peter Hook's Finest Hour.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
That was my deliberate error there, in case any of you spotted it. That was actually Blitzkrieg Bop. Still a great track, though. Next, Pumped Up Kicks, Foster the People.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Peter Hook from Joy Division, New Order, amongst other things. Standing in for Guy Garvey on BBC Radio 6. And that was Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, fantastic three-piece group. We were just talking about what a great production that was by Butch Vig. We did try and get him many times for New Order, just like we did with John Cale, funnily enough, but we never managed to get either. But hey, there's still time yet. So anyway, onward, three-piece bands, best ones in the world, Cream, Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana. And I was reading an article about the bass player who's touring the LP, and I thought, that's a good idea. I think bass players should take more control, definitely. And right at the end of the article, the guy said, I blame Peter Hook for this. And I thought, what a wonderful compliment. So anyway, rock on, mate. The next one I would like to dedicate to my best mate, Twinny, who's probably in the pub in Salford now. So this is for you, Twinny. It's called Life Goes On, and indeed it does. Nowhere in the Way.
Her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. And from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. You got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way. Like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case, but his best word was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success, when chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light. My last night on earth, I pay a high price to have no regrets and be done with my life. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you're going your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N. What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you're going your own way.
were just saying how life goes on and how I look out the window here and look at the dock office in Salford where I used to work when I was 17 and see how much it's changed, which I must say is for the better, apart from the fact there's nowhere to park your car, apart from in a normal car park. But there you go. I mean, you cannot have everything. So life does go on and does get better. And you have to have a lust for life.
We'll be right back.
one of my heroes, and I did get offered to meet him once, and I thought, no, never meet your heroes. So I've still got that pleasure awaiting me. The next is The Smiths, which I have met. And yeah, they were our great rivals in Manchester for a long, long time. And I think the odd thing about being in a group is the rivalry between groups. When I actually became a DJ, there's no rivalry between DJs. They're always very helpful. I think it's probably because you're alone, maybe. You know, they tend to help each other out, whereas groups are so competitive. And as Bernard always used to say to me, I was one of the worst competitors in the business. And anything that you could do to put your rivals down was okay in my book. But no, they did write some great tunes, and I must admit that even though the next one is a remix, How Soon Is Now is an absolutely classic song.
Wasn't doing my radio show, I don't know what I would do. I guess I'd just be sort of sat around in parks.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
I'm probably a bit of a show-off, and I quite like the idea of finding things first and then going and showing them off to people. different parts of my day consist of different ways of looking for music. So I'm either kind of going through my mail and going through records, or I'm out looking for records, or I'm out in the evening listening to bands. When you find something great and you get so excited, it kind of spurs you on and you start digging faster and faster and faster, more manically. It's not glamorous at all. I spend all my money on records and then I spend the rest of my time skint. I still live with skaters. If I didn't buy some records, I wouldn't have to live with skaters. That's how that works.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Tonight from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Peter Hook's Finest Hour.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Fill your eyes.
Stone Roses. Delighted to see the boys back, even though I did miss them at Eaton Park because my plane was delayed from Dubai. I had a parking pass as well. I was really annoyed. You can't win them all. I saw Rennie recently, and I must admit that, you know, to have Rennie and Manny back as a rhythm section does make me very, very happy, and I really do hope it works out for them. I'm looking forward to the new material, and I was just thinking about how hard it must be to be in a new band these days when you've got so many old bands, every band in creation going. It must be very difficult. I certainly wouldn't like to start, but you've got to keep up and you've got to keep trying, boys. So anyway, moving on. I'm now going to play a track by Paul Haig, actually, which is a cover version of a Joy Division track, Atmosphere. And the reason, I just love Paul Haig's vocal, and it's a great track, even if I did write it myself.
Walk in silence, don't walk away in silence.
That was Atmosphere by Paul Haig. Now, I'd just like to say thank you to Guy Garvey for giving me the opportunity of dusting down some of what I think are great tunes. I'd like to thank the BBC, no swearing. I'm very proud of myself. And I'd like to thank Michelle and Chris for making what I found to be difficult easy. The last track I'm going to play is, again, I have to keep saying it, but one of my favourite things. It was done by Malcolm McLaren with an engineer in France called Marc Durif. He was doing a collaborative LP of tracks, Malcolm McLaren, just before he died. He unfortunately didn't get to finish it. This is one that was left off it. And Marc Durif took a piano and Ian Curtis's vocal and made something I think is really beautiful. Perfect for midnight on a Sunday night. Good night.
When routine bites hard and ambitions are low and resentment rides high, but emotions won't grow, and we're changing our ways, taking different roads, then love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again. Why is the bedroom so cold? Turned away on your side. Is my timing that flawed? Our respect runs so dry, yet there's still this appeal that we've kept through our lives. Love will tear us apart again. Love will tear us apart again. sleeve, all my failings exposed. Yes, a taste in my mouth as desperation takes hold. Just said something so good, just can't function no more. But love, love will tear it apart again. Love, love will tear it apart again. Love, love will tear it apart again. Love.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Could be Sunday night, could be Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 120 minutes, I'll be doing my thing, crossing time, space and genres with the likes of No Thank You, Public Enemy, The Stepkids, King Tubby, Caveman, Goldie, John Grant and an Animal Collective and Frankie Knuckles mashup. As usual, there's plenty to cram in, so let's cut the chat and run a new track from Scrimshire. This is Turn It Around.
Turn it round, push it forward. You hoped for more. Everything is so familiar to see. You spread life, fire, and it takes over me. I lose myself after the count of three. Should you decide to dream a little closer?
got it.